Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies, perfect for outdoor activities. In Jerusalem, the temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Let's dive into the news. Here are today's headlines. First, Israelis deserve answers on the U.S.-Iran deal. But Netanyahu's recent address focused more on political messaging than clarity, according to the Jerusalem Post in the past hour. Also, Iran's military has warned that Israel should expect a harsh response if attacks from southern Lebanon continue. This update comes from Ynet, reporting earlier today. Also this hour, at the G7 summit, Egypt's President Sisi has urged Israel to abandon plans for further expansion in Gaza. The Times of Israel noted that the U.S. blocked a new IDF operation in the area earlier today. Separately, U.S. President Trump has criticized Netanyahu's handling of the Lebanon situation, saying the Israeli leader needs to act more responsibly. This was reported by JNS about 5 hours ago. And finally, Netanyahu is facing criticism from within Israel over the U.S.-Iran deal. Politicians across the spectrum are labeling the agreement as a failure, according to JTA in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News reported just minutes ago that an underwater photograph by Dr. Tom Schlesinger of a giant Atlantic Goliath grouper was selected among the World Shootout's 20 most iconic images. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today that a $300 billion private fund is part of the U.S.-Iran framework agreement, with more than half of that sum already committed. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that Iran has been violating the new peace deal by firing drones at commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz every night since Sunday. He stresses that appeasing Iran is not a viable strategy. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's address, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the Israeli public remains in the dark about the specifics of the U.S.-Iran deal. Netanyahu's speech was heavy on political rhetoric, but lacked concrete details about the agreement's impact on Israel. The uncertainty leaves many Israelis anxious about potential regional implications. Turning to the situation with Iran, Ynet reports that Tehran's threat of retaliation connects to ongoing IDF strikes in southern Lebanon. The tension underscores the fragile security situation at the northern border. Any escalation could draw in broader regional involvement, impacting civilians on both sides. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel covers President Sisi's call at the G7 for Israel to reconsider its Gaza strategy. The U.S.'s intervention to block an IDF operation in Gaza indicates international concern over further conflict escalation. The presence of foreign powers in these discussions highlights the global stakes involved. On the diplomatic front, JNS reports President Trump's statement at the G7, emphasizing a need for careful handling of the Lebanese front. His commitment to scrutinize the U.S.-Iran deal suggests ongoing U.S. involvement in Middle Eastern diplomacy. How this plays out may affect Israel's strategic decisions. Finally, with criticism mounting, Netanyahu faces internal political pressure over the U.S.-Iran agreement. As JTA reports, leaders from both the right and left are concerned about the deal's implications for Israeli security. This domestic discontent could influence Netanyahu's future policy moves. Turning to business and markets. First, Dora Solovey, an AI expert at the Ort School System, shared at Google's AI Week that she now uses AI agents to manage grading, allowing for more efficient work processes. This innovation reflects the growing integration of AI in education, reported by CTEC earlier today. Separately, Globes reports that Israeli defense booths were boarded up at a French arms show. This follows a ban from 2 years ago on Israeli companies participating in Eurosatory, highlighting ongoing regulatory challenges for Israel's defense sector. And finally, Ynet Business discusses how McDonald's is experimenting with Red Bull blends and dirty sodas as part of an effort to revitalize sales. This move comes amid a slowdown in burger sales and competition in the global drinks market. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.